Chris Camrani. What's going on?
Nothing, man. Just left the house a little early thinking there'd be traffic, but I'm kind of just going 65, so I might get down there with 2 hours to go and not much to do. So
great. You're going to be the early bird who just hangs out and twiddles his thumbs. You know, Bill's going to bother you. You're going to have to talk to Bill.
Well, I'll just plan on eating all the cookies before they disappear.
People don't know. Press box cookies are some of the greatest things that ever happened to human life.
The hot item. The hot item. They disappear. They vanish really quickly.
So it's been a minute since we talked. This RSL team appears to have kind of flipped the scripts for themselves. They've turned things around. They're playing some good soccer right now. Are they playing well enough? What is the style that they're playing? Is it sustainable through the end of CONCACAF and, of course, through the Major League Soccer season to get them into that final playoff spot?
I think if they remain healthy, the answer is yes. I think what we're seeing is the effect of Juan Manuel Martinez, El Burrito, as people like to call him. The sample size is very small, but with how well he's played and, you know, the limited amount of minutes during his time here at RSL, he's been impressive. He's been able to spell Javier Morales on the ball creatively as well, which lifts a pretty big burden off of Javier's shoulders. And, you know, as you mentioned, they're kind of rounding into form right now. Whether or not they can keep it up with so many games, both in league and Champions League, these last couple months remains to be seen. But if they can manage to get a win Sunday in San Jose, and crossing their fingers that Portland loses in Columbus, who is currently leading the East, things could get interesting, that's for sure.
We've seen RSL mid-season or late season or really any time of the season try and bring in sort of a complementary piece. Every soccer team does it. Every Major League Soccer team does it. You try and tweak your roster to get maybe a little bit more scoring, or maybe you need help on the back line or whatever it is. It's sort of one of the chess moves that you have to be good at if you want to increase your viability as a team. Is Burrito maybe the most successful in-season transaction we've seen out of RSL in the last 4 or 5 years?
Oh, without a question. I think Sebastian Jaime, you look at how he performed last year, it took him a little while to get his feet under him. Once he got his feet under him, he played well but couldn't find the back of the net, got really close a few games. But it's arguably the splashiest move they've made in the last 4 or 5 years mid-season. And just his pedigree as a player. I mean, Jeff Casares talked about it at length, and so has Craig Weibel. The players do as well. I mean, this guy's played at the best clubs in the world and in South America, and he did it recently. I mean, he was there 6 to 8 months ago. And when you can bring in a guy like that and see him play so well his first couple games, I mean, we're not even sure if he's 90 minutes fit, totally fit yet. I mean, he can go 90 minutes, but we don't know if we've seen kind of the extent of his skill set on display yet.
Yeah, I've heard a couple people kind of behind the scenes say he might be the most talented guy that RSL's ever had on their team, and that's really saying quite a bit.
It is, but I think there's a guy who wears number 11 with Morales on the back of his back of his jersey. He might have something to say about that. I think what Javier's been able to do the last few years really is starting to, you know, impact his lore in MLS history and the club's history as well. He hasn't slowed down. He's playing better out now at 35 than he was 5 years ago. But in terms of Martinez, we'll see. I mean, like I said earlier, the sample size is small. He's got to stay healthy. He's got to adjust to the rigors of the MLS schedule and travel and playing on turf and all the stereotypes that comes with adjusting to MLS.
Chris Camrani for a couple more minutes talking RSL soccer here on ESPN 700. One of the narratives all season long, especially from the team side of thing, is before you judge us, let us get healthy. Before you judge us, let us put our best team out on the pitch. And there was rumblings as you know, the team had less success than the fan base is accustomed to, that don't give us that excuse. Every team in MLS has to deal with injuries and has to deal with adversity and all those things. But now that we see the team getting healthier and rounding into form at the same time, was that in hindsight, it was that a more valid excuse, for lack of a better word, than we gave it credit for?
I want to say yes and no. I mean, if you look at it on paper, RSL will not have fielded its best 11 this year together, because when Joao Plata was out for 4 months, Chris Schuler was in the fold. When Plata comes back, Schuler tears his meniscus in his knee and eventually tears his breaks a bone in his foot. So, I mean, to not have your ideal 11 an entire season is difficult, and it's really, really rare. And as you mentioned earlier about the excuses of being carrying injuries and whatnot, every team has to deal with it. Look at Seattle. Seattle went through a lull this summer. They went out and spent a bunch of money, brought in some big-name players, but they had a bunch of big-name players that were on the shelf as well. So it took them a while, too. So it is kind of that towing the line of an excuse, but it comes back to what Craig Weibel says all the time, is that, you know, you need to be able to build a strong roster 1-28, and more importantly, you know, you want to be able to have depth in this league, and you're going to need it in a 9 or 10 month season, especially if you're if you want to vie for an Open Cup title, and if you want to go far in CONCACAF Champions League.
There's a month of soccer left to play. We'll talk again before that month is up, but asking you today, will RSL
don't
make,
put me on the spot? Don't
will
put
they
me
make
the
spot. Playoffs? I want to know what your gut tells you right now. Will they make the playoffs? The way, looking at where they're at today and looking at what is left, you know, you've got San Jose, Colorado, Portland, Dallas, Municipal in CONCACAF Champions League, and then Seattle to close it out. Will RSL hold one of those Western Conference playoff spots on October 26th?
I think if they win in San Jose on Sunday, I will go with my gut and I will say yes. Because if we see another convincing performance on the road against another team who themselves are fighting for their playoff lives, then you pull up to 41 points. You're on a three-game winning streak, the first three-game winning streak you've had in league play all season. And arguably those last four games are easier than every other last four games that other clubs that they're vying for a playoff spot with face. So if they win in San Jose, I'm gonna have to go with my gut and say I think RSL will continue the role. But they just really have no margin for error, and that's kind of the tricky part of this whole thing, is that they have to win, and they maybe can sprinkle in a draw somewhere across these last five games. But it's really that cliche of you just have to win out, and that's so difficult when everyone else in the league is trying to do the same thing to, you know, keep their playoff alive as well.
All right, Chris, enjoy those press box cookies. You've earned them by getting there early. We'll talk again soon.
All right, thanks, OC. We'll see you.